Greetings from Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. It's Friday, May 9th, 2025, and welcome to our weekly insurance news wrap, where we dissect and serve you the hottest developments rocking the industry across Australia. Our top story revolves around insurance claims and renewals. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee is pushing for substantial changes to amplify transparency in industry norms. The committee is advocating for beefed-up protection for small business clients, proposing parity with retail clients in terms of remuneration disclosures. They're recommending that every 20 business days, there should be updates on claims, and policy renewal notifications should be given 30 business days in advance. The aim is to allow clients to make informed decisions, build trust, and reduce the likelihood of coverage lapses. Adding to that, the committee is endorsing robust breach reporting, proposing named reporting to stimulate better compliance and peer benchmarking in the industry. The quest is to extend the code review period to a 5-year span and secure funds for independent investigations to guarantee stringent compliance oversight. A preliminary report on these proposals is expected next month, which may indeed herald a new era of transparency in insurance dealings. Meanwhile, Queensland MP David Lee has raised alarm over the handling of claims post-Cyclone Alfred. Businesses, particularly in the severely affected Hervey Bay, have been grappling to get damage claims recognized. A local butcher facing losses worth $300,000 is emblematic of many small businesses facing financial hardship despite decades of consistent premium payments. In response, the Insurance Council of Australia processed over 100,000 claims from the catastrophe, amounting to close to $1 billion. A meeting in Hervey Bay, coming up on May 15th, aims to provide direct engagement and support to those affected, with discussions on resolutions and rebuilding in progress. In other news, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, recently turned down a motor policyholder's claim for engine theft coverage. This policyholder had a comprehensive policy with IAG, but didn't have adequate evidence to prove engine ownership, highlighting the critical need for policyholders to comprehend their coverage limitations for vehicle components. Aligning with our discussion on transparency, this brings us to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission's stand against broker commissions. Concerns over conflict of interest resulting from broker commissions continue to grow, prompting calls for a revamp from ACCC Chair Gina Cass-Gottlieb, among others. Negotiations are ongoing regarding expanding disclosure requirements, particularly for small businesses. That's the wrap for this week. For more insights, head to our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. By staying informed, we can navigate the turbulent waters of the insurance sector together. See you next week. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.